Among the decisions the Supreme Court handed down on the last day of its term was a much-anticipated case on file sharing over the Internet. The music and film industry cheered yesterday's ruling, which found that the makers of peer-to-peer software can be prosecuted if they promote illegal activity. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, the Supreme Court did not offer the final word on file sharing.
On one side of this case, two peer-to-peer networks, Grokster and Streamcast. Both companies make software that allows users to share all kinds of files over the Internet. On the other side, MGM, which has been trying to hold these companies legally responsible for the millions of people who use their software to share music and movie files without permission. In a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court held that companies that promote the use of their software to steal copyrighted material can be held liable. That's a victory, says Dan Glickman, president and CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America.
The Supreme Court sent a strong and unanimous 9-0 decision, and that was if you build a business that aids and abets theft, you will be held accountable. The Supreme Court gave us common sense rules for the road based on hundreds of years of common law.
But this is not the end of the road.
What this means is that we're going to have our day in court. Perhaps we're probably going to have several days in court.
Michael Weiss is CEO of Streamcast, one of the defendants in the case. Weiss does not see the decision as a victory for the entertainment industry. In 2004, a lower court found in favor of Streamcast and Grokster without a trial. That's known as a summary judgment. The Supreme Court decided there needed to be a trial.
So what they've done was send it back for the lower court to determine the facts in the case. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And we're confident that, when the facts are brought forward, that we'll prevail again, as we have up to now.
The lower courts issued the summary judgment in favor of Grokster and Streamcast in light of a 1984 Supreme Court decision known as the Betamax case. In that case, the movie industry sued Sony for making the VCR because consumers were using it to record copyrighted programs. But the high court ruled that the technology was protected as long as it had a substantial number of legal uses. The court left that ruling intact yesterday, but said if a company distributes a technology with the intent of promoting copyright infringement, they are liable. Many technology companies which filed briefs in support of Grokster and Streamcast were relieved that the court let the Betamax decision stand. Matt Brown is an attorney who represents several of those small companies.
The decision continues to provide a fair amount of protection for legitimate technological innovators who create products that have valuable non-infringing uses.
Still, Brown worries that the decision opens the way for more lawsuits. If a technology can be used for something illegal, even if that wasn't the intent of its designers. One of Brown's clients is Michael Malcolm, CEO of Kaleidoscape, Inc., which makes home entertainment systems. He's worried the entertainment industry will go after companies just because they don't like a particular technology.
They seem to have a strong desire to control whatever technology is developed. So that is my main concern, and it can cost a fortune to prove that you have no liability.
And that, says Malcolm, could bankrupt legitimate businesses. Still, some small tech companies were celebrating yesterday's decision. Wayne Rosso, the former president of Grokster, has gone to the other side. He now runs a company called Mashbox, which is working with the entertainment industry to come up with file-sharing software that protects against copyright infringement. He thinks the decision will help him, but he says there is another group that's likely to profit.
By all means, lawyers won. I mean, that's the sad thing about all of this, is that lawyers will basically be determining the future of technology.
Rosso and many other observers say there was enough ambiguity in the Supreme Court's decision to guarantee years worth of lawsuits. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.